Meet the Dares, the entire collection, books 1 through 6, written by Carly Phillips, narrated by Sophie Eastlake. Dare to Love, book 1 in the Dare to Love series, written by Carly Phillips, narrated by Sophie Eastlake. 1. Once a year, the Dare siblings gathered at the Club Meridian Ballroom in South Florida to celebrate the birthday of the father many of them despised. Ian Dare raised his glass filled with Glenlivet and took a sip, letting the slow burn of fine scotch work its way down his throat and into his system. He'd need another before he fully relaxed. "Hi, big brother." His sister Olivia strode up to him and nudged him with her elbow.
"Watch the drink,"
he said, wrapping his free arm around her shoulders for an affectionate hug.
"Hi, Olivia."
She returned the gesture with a quick kiss on his cheek. "It's nice of you to be here." He shrugged.
"I'm here for Avery and for you. Although why you two forgave him..."
"Uh-uh, not here." She wagged a finger in front of his face. "If I have to put on a dress, we're going to act civilized." Ian stepped back and took in his 24-year-old sister for the first time. Wearing a gold gown, her dark hair up in a chic twist, it was hard to believe she was the same bane of his existence who'd chased after him and his friends until they relented and let her play ball with them.
"You look gorgeous,"
he said to her. She grinned. "You have to say that."
"I don't, and I mean it. I'll have to beat men off with sticks when they see you."
The thought darkened his mood. "You do, and I'll have your housekeeper short sheet your bed. Again, there should be perks to getting dressed like this, and getting laid should be one of them."
"I'll pretend I didn't hear that,"
he muttered, and took another sip of his drink. "You not only promised to come tonight, you swore you'd behave." Ian scowled.
"Good behavior ought to be optional, considering the way he flaunts his assets,"
he said with a nod toward where Robert Dare held court. Around him sat his second wife of 9 years, Savannah Dare, and their daughter, Sienna, along with their nearest and dearest country club friends. Missing were their other two sons, but they'd show up soon. Olivia placed a hand on his shoulder. "He loves her, you know. And Mom made her peace."
"Mom had no choice once she found out about her."
Robert Dare had met the much younger...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?